This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act certainly has its flaws. But we talk with museums and Native cultural organizations looking to the future of digital collections and repatriation. The Aleutic Museum, which is based in Kodiak, will begin to digitize its collection with the eventual goal of expanding and digitizing collections from other museums. Museum's collections curator Amanda Lancaster says they're already using a database and have most of their objects cataloged.
The press release that you're talking about is from the MUTDAT database. And so that is sort of the pilot program for making our collections accessible online. So we'll start with our ethnographic materials. We use a database called Collective Access, and they are designing, so we already have sort of the back end where we have all of our objects cataloged to some degree. And so we'll be adding our ethnographic objects to this very specific part of the database. And then later, you know, we'd like to add Aleutic collections that are around the world. So, you know, there's some at the Alaska State Museum all the way to France and Finland and beyond.
The database would allow people to view collections in one central place.
I'd like to kind of see like a map that, you know, has little pins everywhere, and you can just kind of go to the pin and look and see these Aleutic collections.
Lancaster says that because some items are culturally significant, the museum can put part of that collection behind privacy firewalls so that only tribal members could access them.
One thing that sort of I just wanted to mention because you touched on it is one aspect of our database that we designed specifically in mind. We can sort of set privacy settings on our database. So when we make things accessible, we don't have to make them accessible to the public at large. We can make them accessible, you know, maybe just to tribes. So that's one of the things that was really exciting about this database, is that ability to control what people can see.
In Juneau, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute began a similar process that studies physical objects through photographs, electromagnetic patterns, and other ways. The process, called photogrammetry, allows for three-dimensional documentation of cultural objects, such as carvings, which can be studied in-depth and remotely. Sea Alaska Heritage Director Rosita Wuerl says the technology could potentially make older pieces held by museums available to artists around the world who might otherwise not have access to the work.
It's really time-consuming, and hopefully the technology is going to be kind of improved.
And it brings up similar questions the Aleutic Museum brought up on what to make available and to whom. An example of something that might be held behind a privacy wall would be images of clan crests. Wuerl says the Sea Alaska Heritage also does a lot of work to digitize its collection. One thing Sea Alaska Heritage has also fought for were items that are sold at public auction and sometimes on online auction houses and even eBay. In one way, NAGPRA has inspired multiple pieces of legislation. Wuerl says one piece she's working on would stop the export of sacred objects overseas.
And then another piece of legislation that we have in Congress or before Congress is a tax incentive act where collectors, and so we've got tax legislation in that would give additional benefits to the collectors for returning objects to us.
Currently, many collectors want to sell items, and organizations like Sea Alaska Heritage may not be able to raise enough money to buy them back. And there's nothing to incentivize a collector to donate the item at a so-called loss. But the legislation would be able to give the collector more compensation for donating an item back to a tribe or tribal organization. But in regards to the current laws on the books as they pertain to museums, Wuerl says she thinks museums are changing for the better.
So I think, you know, that some of these museums, like Peabody Essex, you know, are, you know, trying to follow the social movement that we are seeing in the country, not everywhere. But, you know, certainly it is a social movement where equity and the rights of minorities and indigenous people, you know, are being, at least they're saying they have rights, you know, and so that's progress.
She also sees changes in younger museum professionals.
You know, my colleagues are the old guys, you know, and they are just totally opposed to repatriation and to NAGPRA. But I'm seeing the younger generation of museum professionals that are much more, you know, understanding and accepting of Native American belief system.
Wuerl says she rewatched footage of a ceremony honoring the return of a 100-plus-year-old Chilkat blanket in 2017. She wanted to share that video with other museums and historians.
We saw how our clan leaders and our elders were just overcome, you know, with the return of, you know, an ancestor to our homeland. And I think it really exemplified, you know, how we see things differently, how material objects can, you know, have spirit. So
during that ceremony, a Seattle couple returned a robe to the Sealaska Heritage Institute. The exact origins of the blanket were difficult to determine, and Chilkat weavers planned to study the robe to see how it was made. For KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.